Hi, everyone. This is the December 6th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. Thanks so much for listening. Well, it's that time of year again. It's definitely the holiday season. Oh, well, it snowed a little bit in my neck of the woods yesterday. Didn't really stick in the city, though. But there was some accumulation north and west of New York City. Orange County, I think, had some snow. Rockland County did. Some parts of North New Jersey did. And for those of you who did have snow yesterday, yay! It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So forth and so forth. Well, anyhow, we have a very full podcast I am sharing with all of you today, and let me just give you the rundown. First, we're going to talk about remembering the golden rule. And there have been some events as of late, recently, in which few people have forgotten the golden rule, especially public figures. Next, we have a reading request for Claudia. Then some upcoming psychic events featuring yours truly. Next, I have a reading request for O. Then I'm going to talk about the 2010 personal forecast readings. And today's spirit message is meditation. Now, before I begin to talk about the topic of remembering the golden rule, just wanted to share with you something very interesting that happened to me on Friday. My good friend, colleague, mentor, teacher, everything and everything, Peter Goldbeck, usually at least a few times a month, has workshops at the New York Edgar Cayce Center, and I've been fortunate to go to a few of his lately. And I went to the one on Friday, the 4th. It was the Psychic Enhancement Workshop. And, of course, it was my intent to go there like, you know, I'm still a student in all of this. So my intent was to go there and connect and get some psychic mojo and attunement, meet other people, and get my psychic skills sharpened a little bit. And before the workshop even began, I ran into a friend of mine named Hari Moulay. She is the organizer of IlluminatingJourneys.com. And Illuminating Journeys is basically a spiritual, metaphysical travel agency, so to speak. They do plan trips to very sacred places, at least in the continental U.S., and I know that they're setting up something in Sedona this coming April. So, big plug for Hari Moulay's IlluminatingJourneys.com website. Definitely worth checking out. So anyway, I ran into her, and we were like, oh, hey, how you doing? Hi. And at the ARE Center, I've left my flyers there because I have used the center on occasions for private readings and so forth. So I left my flyers there, you know, no big deal. If people get my flyers, fine. If not, no big deal. And I noticed that when I had gone out for something and I came back in, I noticed that Hari was speaking to someone who had a flyer in hand. And I just didn't think of it. I didn't come there with the intention of promoting myself. I came there for Peter's workshop. Well, to make a long story short, the next thing I knew, another lady who I guess was listening to Hari talk about me approached me and wanted to know how she can get a session. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. Okay, let's get this set up. So I had the pleasure of giving a private consultation or having a private consultation with this young lady yesterday at the Edgar Cayce Center. And it really taught me a very valuable lesson about not only blessing one another and sharing and connecting with one another, that we're all in this together, regardless of what we do in the metaphysical community in terms of our gifts, our talents, the modalities that we our the modalities that we have mastered, so to speak. And you know, it's unfortunate that in the psychic field that there is competition, but at least in the grand scheme of things, we're all doing this together for the benefit of humanity. We're doing this as a service to you, and as a service to the universe. We are serving God, we are serving spirit, we are serving the universe when we use our talents in that way. And I'm very thankful and extremely grateful to Hari for mentioning about me to someone that I had just met at the workshop, and within 24 hours I was giving this young lady a reading, which turned out to be very valuable for her. So there is abundance. Yes, we talked about that at the last podcast, that abundance exists all over. And it was just like a miracle of sorts. It was very miraculous how that all turned out. And I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to be of service to someone. And again, Hari Mulay, I thank you for giving me a plug. And I'm plugging you, IlluminatingJourneys.com. Definitely check out her website. Alrighty, remembering the golden rule. Well, the golden rule is pretty much endorsed by all the great world religions and faiths. Jesus taught the golden rule on numerous occasions throughout the New Testament. So if you're not too sure what the golden rule is, in summary, it has been said as, do unto others as you would like to have them do unto you. Treat others only in ways that you're willing to be treated in the exact same situation. I have a feeling that as a society we have forgotten the golden rule. A lot of us have become so materially obsessive and possessive with trying to get the upper hand and, you know, doing things behind other people's backs, not living in integrity, so to speak, that it's starting to really tarnish images. It's really starting to tarnish humanity, so to speak. Well, it already has been. And unless you've been living under a rock for the past couple of weeks, Tiger Woods forgot about the golden rule. Big time. He was caught cheating by his wife, and apparently he's had, allegedly, a mistress or several. And since he got caught with his pants down, no pun intended, and now it's starting to come back on him in ways in which it backfired by having all of these supposed liaisons, if you will, with, well, at least one woman in particular, but as many as maybe three has come out saying that, yes, they were with him as well while he was married, or is still married for the time being anyway. He forgot the golden rule because he was allegedly doing all this stuff, and now, unless this is really going to hurt his golfing career, maybe it will, maybe it won't. Will it hurt his endorsements? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. We'll have to wait and see. But in case that it does hurt his endorsements, then that's the golden rule in action. If you're going to be unscrupulous, if you will, then you're going to be able to experience that same type of deal right back. So you have to really be careful when it comes to honoring and remembering the golden rule. It's karmic. It's all about karma. And there are expressions that goes that karma can be a bitch or karma can be your best friend. It depends how you treat other people. So if you're going around stealing, lying, doing all sorts of things that you would not want anybody to do to you, don't do it. And it's hard living by the golden rule. There are temptations out there. We all have our flaws. We slip up. We make mistakes. We're human. But then again, if you're going around doing the same type of activity over and over again, you're going to get caught. That's just basically how the universe works. You're going to get caught. You're going to be called out. Look at Bernie Madoff. You've heard about him. He bilked millions of dollars from people with his Ponzi scheme. And now it's come back to haunt him in a big way, and he's in jail, never going to see the light of day again. And I have a feeling that his health is going to be compromised because of the guilt. The guilt is going to sit in so deeply, if not already. I mean, what is he, in his 70s now? He might even make it until 80 before all that guilt eats him up from the inside. Because he forgot the golden rule. Companies who mistreat their employees. Knowing that their employees have worked hard above and beyond the call of duty just to keep the company afloat, and all that the company can do is basically insult the employees by having a holiday party meant for second graders. Although everybody knows that the company is not poor. Those companies, or those who run these companies, have forgotten the golden rule. Now, I'm not saying that the company has to, or companies have to give extravagant bonuses and all of that for the holidays, but at least appreciate and acknowledge the work of your employees with something a little bit more substantial than a party meant for second graders. Okay, that's insulting. That is insulting. But that's, as you can tell, it's a personal matter to me. And for those of my friends who know what I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about that. So, a few companies or employers, shall I say, have forgotten the golden rule. You must remember the golden rule because, in essence, it comes back to you as blessings when you remember and honor the golden rule. If you forget, then you're going to be caught, or actually things may not turn out the way you want them to, because you may have forgotten the golden rule. Now, as I said, the golden rule is best interpreted as saying treat others only in ways that you're willing to be treated in the same exact situation. So to apply that, you would imagine yourself in the exact place of the other person on the receiving end of the action. And if you act in a given way toward another and yet are unwilling to be treated that way in the same circumstances, guess what? The golden rule has been violated. So to apply the golden rule adequately, we need knowledge and imagination. We need to know what effect our actions have on the lives of others. And we need to be able to imagine ourselves vividly and accurately in the other person's place on the receiving end of the action. So with knowledge and imagination, and the golden rule, we can progress in our moral thinking. Now, how does that strike you? So before you do anything that you think, well, they're not going to find out, oh no, they're too dumb to even realize what's happening, it's just one time, it's not going to hurt anybody. See yourself in the other person's shoes. See yourself walking the steps of the other person before you do anything. Think before you act, keeping the golden rule in mind. And as I said earlier on, I made this insinuation about companies who have no idea what their employees are going through. They need to really walk in the shoes of their employees who are struggling financially. Although the company claims that the economy has taken a chunk out of company profits, well, there are those who disagree because the company or companies have forgotten the golden rule, or in essence, the golden rule has been violated. So, the golden rule basically has roots in a wide range of cultures. Christianity, through Christ, has taught it in the New Testament. And the golden rule is also suited to be a standard to which different cultures could appeal in terms of resolving conflicts. And as the world becomes more of a single interacting global community, the need for such a common standard as the golden rule is rather important. I mean, Tiger Woods forgot the golden rule. Bernie Madoff violated the golden rule. These politicians who have been caught with something going on that they shouldn't have been doing violated the golden rule. They don't take into consideration how their actions affect others. In very deep and very profound ways. And I try, believe me, to live by the golden rule, by seeing myself in other people's shoes. It's not easy. We don't know what the other person is going through, but we have to really consider that. We have to take into consideration exactly what's going on the receiving end of our actions. Because if you don't, and you continue to, quote-unquote, disobey the golden rule, well then, you're going to be on the receiving end of somebody else's actions, and that person's actions could really result in harming you one way or another. It comes right back. So to those companies who are not treating their employees with respect should really consider or reconsider their actions before violating the golden rule. Because if the violation of the golden rule continues, then we're violating the spirit of fairness. And that's the bottom line. Okay? And I believe at this time of year, too, the golden rule is more prominent because we're so giving towards one another. It shouldn't have to be just for the holidays only. It should be all the time, every day, at every moment. So wake up, people. Start living by the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. Okay? Okay. So that was today's topic. Remembering the golden rule. So if you have any questions or comments about the topic, feel free to send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Or you can also connect with me on Facebook or Twitter. My name is Dana333444 on both Facebook and Twitter. And before I get to the first reading request, I do want to mention once again about giving readings at the ARE of New York Edgar Cayce Center. I am available there for one-on-one, in-person, face-to-face private consultations on designated weekdays by appointment only. If you are in the New York area or you're coming into town for Christmas, because I know a lot of people like to come to New York City to see the Rockefeller tree and the skating rink and so on and so forth at this time of year, and you would like to have a personal reading with me face-to-face, one-on-one at the Edgar Cayce Center, you have to go through my website, which is intuitivedana.com. Do not call the Edgar Cayce Center. They do not handle my appointments. I just booked the rooms there. But you would have to go through me, go through my website, intuitivedana.com, to book your appointment, and then we'll meet at the Edgar Cayce Center in a private room. We won't be interrupted, and the sessions are 1 hour long. Or you can give me a call at 917-686-7192. Okay, first reading request is for Claudia. Her date of birth is 12/15/1983. So Claudia has a birthday coming up. Happy early birthday to you. And she goes, "Dear Dana, I am very confused and feel very alone in Japan. I'm an American girl, married to a Japanese boy, living in Japan. I am trying to bring up my intuition sixth sense. I thought I was special and that I have a strong intuition, but recently I am starting to lose faith in myself. I want to be stronger and have more confidence in myself. Do I have a strong sense? How can I let my sense be stronger? Thank you for taking the time to read this." Well, Claudia, thank you so much for your question. And just let me give you a little psychic lesson 101, if you will. We, as human beings, are all born with a sixth sense. Okay, we all know about the five senses, but we also have a sixth sense as well. The sixth sense, or intuition, or gifts, or abilities, are not exclusive to any particular person, or not exclusive to a particular group. Okay, we all have some form of ability, whether or not we choose to perfect our ability, or we can deny the ability, or we can utilize the ability. Whatever you choose to do with it is basically your decision. And I have a feeling that in your case, your sixth sense is pretty much there. You've always been on target. And I have a feeling that there have been other distractions around you which have sort of taken your focus and attention away from realizing what your true gifts are. I do have a feeling, Claudia, that your gifts are inherited, which means mother, grandma, or maybe dad, grandpa, great-grandfather, great-great-parents, and beyond, going back several generations have possessed some form of ability. And let's say, for instance, that your parents don't do anything with theirs. They're just living life day by day, doing what, you know, we do in order to have our own lives, so to speak. But in your case, I believe that a few generations were skipped so that those who are more ready or more accepting or more aware would have the opportunity to do something with their abilities, using or utilizing their sixth sense. So it could be that you got yours. They're showing me your dad for some reason, Claudia, your dad's side of the family. So if dad never really did anything with his abilities, or if his brothers and sisters never really did anything with their abilities, then it was possibly passed on to you from his mother or his father, like a grandparent. But the case is that you've always had this in your DNA. You've always had this in your blood. You've always had this in your lineage. But as I said, we all have, or are all born with, some form of ability. What we choose to do with it, you know, is basically our own free will. We can either accept and embrace our gifts, or we can deny it and not do anything with it. I don't want you to work so hard to make yourself psychic or to, you know, put all this pressure on you to, I got to know what my sixth sense is. I've got to do this. I know I have it. If you're going to put yourself under that much pressure, you're going to become very disappointed. Just know that your gifts are very natural to you, so let them come to you naturally, organically. Read books. I know you're in Japan, so the culture may be a little different over there, but if you're able to read some books pertaining to psychic ability, check out various websites. I'm sure you have internet access, so check out some websites. Hay House Radio, Achieve Radio, and Contact Talk Radio are all internet-based radio stations dealing with healing, holistic work, and more importantly, psychic abilities. Different hosts and different authors have dedicated their lives to letting people aware of these gifts through books and tapes and CDs. If you're able to get streaming audio on your computer in Japan, and I know there's a big time difference between, let's say, the East Coast of the United States and Japan, a lot of these internet-based radio stations like Hay House or Achieve or Contact Talk Radio do archive their shows, and you can download the archives to your computer and listen at your own convenience. So in other words, you don't have to listen to these shows live. These shows, and even this podcast, will inspire you to naturally work with your gifts. It's a progress. But you've always had this gift. You've always had this experience. Don't force it. And don't place yourself under any pressure. I gotta do this. I have to do this. I must do this. I know I've got this. I need to. Don't do that. And you thought you were special? Honey, we're all special. Like I said, the psychic ability is not exclusive to any particular person or any particular group. We all have this. Every single one of us. If you're doing this with the intent to help others, yeah, then your abilities are going to progress and become stronger, and you'll be able to identify where your abilities are the strongest. You could be clairaudient, you could be clairvoyant, you could be clairsentient, you could be claircognizant. If you're able to get a tarot deck or any type of oracle card deck and work with that for a while to improve your abilities. We all have strong intuition, but as I said, it's how you perceive it and how you deal with it that determines the use of your gifts. You know, you can just be like anyone, having a day job and working 9 to 5, and then you dedicate a few hours a week to helping others through readings and whatnot. Anything is possible. But don't force it. And don't lose faith in yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. And remember, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. And having strong intuition or psychic abilities or being an intuitive or being a medium, that's not really exclusive. As long as you have the intent to help others, yeah, that's going to make a profound difference. And I also believe there's some old fears too with you that have to be dissolved, so to speak. There's some old thinking patterns, old behaviors that have been constructed basically as in layers over a great period of time. those old beliefs, those old patterns, would have to be dismantled, allowing the emergence of your higher self to come through, so you'll be able to work with that divine energy to help perfect your craft, to help perfect your gifts. I'm not sure what's happening in your life around December 16th, but I'm getting like some sort of an epiphany or an aha moment maybe coming through around that time, around December 16th, in which the old beliefs, old traditions, perhaps old patterns, old ways of thinking, would have to be dismantled. And I believe there's some stuff in your life that you've been ignoring for some time, some old patterns, some old beliefs, and the universe is really going to help you knock that down so that you would come to the realization of how strong your intuition really is. So see what happens around December 16th. That's all I can say on that. Okay, Claudia. So how can you let your sense be stronger? Just allow it. Naturally. Don't force it. Listen to radio shows on Hay House, Contact Talk Radio, Achieve Radio. Pick and choose the authors or the hosts that best resonate with you. And use them as your teachers and your guides. Get a tarot deck if you're able to in Japan. Even if you have to get it mailed ordered from overseas, so that way you can start the process and go from there. Okay? So, Claudia, I hope I have helped you. And thanks so much for your question. And if you would like to have a question answered for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send your first name, complete date of birth, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Okay, water time. And if my friend Michelle is listening, yep, I did it again. She'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, mark your calendars. I have some events coming up this month and in February. Some psychic events here. Me notes. Where are me notes? Ah, here we go. Okay. Monday, December 14th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, ztalkradio.com, and that's the letter Z as in zebra, talkradio.com, has a show called Spiritually Speaking Live, featured by Reverends Teresa and Lynn. I don't have their last names in front of me, unfortunately, but if you go to ztalkradio.com, and that's all one word, Z as in zebra, talkradio.com. The show is called Spiritually Speaking Live, and I'm going to be a guest on their show on Monday, December 14th, during the second hour. So, it's a show based in Los Angeles, California, by two very talented and powerful women within the psychic and metaphysical community. And they have this talk show called Spiritually Speaking Live. And I'm going to be a guest. So it's on a Monday. It's a week from tomorrow. The show is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, because I'm on the East Coast, of course. And I will be on the show during the second hour, interviewed by Lynn and Teresa. Yes. No, I'm sorry. It's not Teresa. It's Stacy. Or was it Teresa? Oh, God. Well, Lynn is one of the hosts, I believe. So, ladies, I apologize. I think I got one of your names wrong. And I had sort of a quasi-interview with Lynn and Stacy. I knew it was Stacy. Lynn and Stacy, not too long ago, I had a quasi-interview. They were like, girl, we want you on our show. I'm like, okay, just tell me when. So that's coming up on Monday, December 14th, Spiritually Speaking Live on ztalkradio.com from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern, and I will be on during the second hour from 8 to 9. So definitely tune in. Definitely hear yours truly as a guest. I believe I'll be taking calls for free readings, so definitely tune in and call in and show Dana some love. I'm looking forward to that opportunity. Spiritually Speaking Live on ztalkradio.com. And the next event is the Spirit Gathering, which takes place on the third Sunday of every month in New York City. The next date is December 20th, which is on a Sunday, the third Sunday, from 3 p.m. till 8 p.m. The reason why it's a little bit longer is because it's a holiday party. You are invited to come. If you're in the area and would like to mix and mingle with people of similar interests and like minds in the opportunity for a free mini reading. Well, actually, this time around, it's not going to be... Well, we usually do it in a circle. But because it's this time around, it's more of a party-type atmosphere, the readings are going to be like off to the side for a small donation. So if you would like to come to the Holiday Spirit Gathering on Sunday, December 20th, you can get more information at www.northnyclightworkers.net. northnyclightworkers.net, or you can call area code 212-567-9688. 212-567-9688. You must call that number and speak to Katie. Uh-oh. I guess my neighbor's kid got in trouble again. Well, that's not funny. I'm just hearing discipline at work here. Anyway, so call Katie if you'd like to come. Again, the date is Sunday, December 20th, in Upper Manhattan. Call 212-567-9688 to RSVP or to get more information. And it's best to RSVP because since this is a party, we want to make sure that if you're coming, that you're getting the door, because it's not as if this is a big auditorium or anything like that. It's in somebody's house. So definitely come. Oh, yes, and bring refreshments. Potluck, we would appreciate if you can bring some potluck. Anything that's healthy. Non-alcoholic beverages, please. Water would be great. Sodas, healthy snacks, organic snacks. If you're able to, that would be most appreciated. So that's on Sunday, December 20th. And the last event, which is not until February, because I don't have anything planned for January as of yet. But on February 6th, which is on a Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. at the ARE of New York, Edgar Cayce Center, I'm going to be having a workshop there called Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History, to reveal the reasons behind patterns and habits and behaviors that continually hold us back. And once we realize the core reasons for why things are the way they are, then we can start to move forward. I'm really, really looking forward to this. This is one subject or topic of interest that's been it's been a passion of mine for quite some time. I love working with people to help them uncover the reasons, the underlying truths that have led them or led us to behave in certain ways or to think in certain ways, and not always for our best interest. So again, this is at the Edgar Cayce Center of New York. It's at 241 West 30th Street. For more information about this workshop, it's on Saturday, February the 6th, from noon to 4 p.m. go to northnyclightworkers.net, northnyclightworkers.net, or you can speak to Angela at the ARE, and her number is 212-691-7690, 212-691-7690. She probably won't be able to tell you much about the workshop itself. She'll probably have you call me, which is fine, and then you'll be able to get some more information either way. Sign up now, because spots are still available for the workshop, and it's taking place in early February. So I hope you have marked your calendars, and wherever I am, I hope to see you there. All right, moving right along. We have a reading request for O, and O wishes to be anonymous, so I'm not going to tell you O's date of birth. But yes, I do know who O is. Hi, O. Nice seeing you, O. I hope to see you on the 20th, O. But she has a quick question. She hasn't had it's a she, so dead giveaway. But she hasn't had a serious relationship with any kind of potential for a while. When will she find a partner that she can be happy with and build a relationship? Where should she look? Thanks, O, for your question. Well, O, I have some good news, and I have some not-so-good news. The good news is that you are undergoing this process of awakening, of starting to really trust the universe, to start having more faith in yourself and the universe, which is a big plus. That's really remarkable. It's showing me that you have been coming a long way, and you're starting to make some inroads in terms of life choices and where you want to be and how to really fulfill yourself from within through divine presence. Around the 20th of this month, which is ironic because that's the day of the party, which I hope to see you there, you're going to be coming across a major, major breakthrough. Like something's going to happen around the 20th, which is going to be like a very major breakthrough, an awakening, an epiphany, like, oh! And you're going to be able to come out of the closet. And I'm not talking about that type of closet. Not that kind of closet. I'm talking about the closet of fears. I'm talking about stepping out of the closet of insecurities. I'm talking about stepping out of the closet of any inner anxieties. You're actually stepping out of the closet now. So whatever's going to happen on the 20th, you're going to be like, I'm out of the closet. Not that kind of closet. I'm talking about the closet of fears, anxieties, worries, all that stuff. Insecurities, you're stepping out of the closet. And it's going to take some time for you to really start to trust yourself from within, and finding that light. Well, I shouldn't say finding the light. Honoring the light that's within you. Honoring that light. Allowing that light to grow brighter and stronger within your solar plexus, within your third eye. That light is starting to shine brighter. That's the good news. The not-so-good news is I am not seeing any romance for you, at least for another year. There are some truths about you that have to come to the surface. There are some old debris, old stagnation, old residue, energetically, that has to be cleaned out, sorted out, taken to the curb before you are in a space of love from within, before you are in a space of self-acceptance, honoring your self-worth, realizing your self-love, before that special person comes into your life. And I have to say, oh, it's going to take about a year for the process. And then you're going to be much happier, more optimistic, more enthusiastic, more passionate about life. Where are you going to be a year from now? Not sure. Well, I can't say I'm not sure. I did O's forecast reading And I'll talk about forecast readings in a bit. If I hadn't said something about that to you, it's going to take about a year for all of this to come around, in terms of what you're looking for. As far as the romantic end of things, unfortunately, I am not seeing any prospects for a year. Now, don't get despondent, don't become discouraged, don't get disappointed. That doesn't mean that you're not going to meet new people. That doesn't mean that you're not going to make new friends. I'm not saying that. You know, you're not going to be alone. And actually, you shouldn't be alone now, because you're never alone. Don't feel lonely. I mean, I'm a single, so I've had my loneliness, but I know I'm never alone. And you should feel the same way. Archangel Michael is around you very strongly, because I'm being shown his sword, and he's going to continually protect you from fear-based energies, fear-based thoughts, fear-based influences. Just allow his presence to work with you, the Archangel Michael or Saint Michael. And you're a very independent and headstrong person, so it's going to take a very special man, to have a relationship with you. You're very determined, you're very headstrong, you're very intelligent, you're very sincere, okay? You don't mince words, you're very straightforward. A lot of guys would see that as being intimidating. So it's going to take a very special man who's going to steal your heart, so to speak, and sweep you off your feet in that Harlequin romance kind of way. Ha ha. But, it's going to take a year. Maybe less, maybe a little more, but at least a year for that special person to come around, that special man. And, yep, he's going to be a very special man. But in any case, you're going through this change, you're going through this process now of really releasing and letting go from old stuff, old fears. You're coming out of the closet of your insecurities. You're coming out of the closet of any type of defeatist beliefs or limited thinking. So embrace that. Allow that. And enjoy life now in the present. Don't worry about the future. Allow the future to form the way God intended for your best and highest good. If you meet a guy between now and a year, fine. But as far as the one, not for at least a year. Okay? So I hope that has answered your question. And thank you for sending your question, And I hope to see you soon. And if you out there would like to have a question answered for the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, once again, your first name, complete dates of birth, please, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And do keep in mind that this podcast is twice a month, not every week, twice a month, at least every 2 weeks. I used to do it once a week, and I just got overwhelmed. It was crazy. I said, no, I've got to tone this down a little bit. So, and at one point during the summer, I thought I was going to stop the podcast altogether. And then the outcry was like, are you crazy? Bring it back. And I said, okay. But twice a month. So it may take a while for me to get to your question, but I will get to your question, believe me. So just because I do it twice a month doesn't mean that, you know, I'm never ever going to get to your question. It may take a while, but I will get to your question. Ooh, it's water time again. Yep, I did it again. Alrighty. Want to talk to you now about the 2010 personal forecast readings. They are now in effect. Every year, around this time, I take in new requests for personal forecast readings. If you had them done in the past, great. If you don't know what on earth I'm talking about, here goes. Personal forecast readings are 90-minute audio recordings, pre-recorded, of a 12-month detailed analysis for the new year from January to December of 2010, or for that particular year. Very detailed, extensive information in terms of probabilities, what could possibly happen, keeping in mind that we do have free will, and free will can pretty much determine or influence final results. However, I've gotten quite a bit of positive feedback from the last two forecast readings, from 2008 and 2009 even, that things that I foresaw have actually come to pass. So, not to toot my own horn, but, well, hey, I've done quite a few forecast readings and never gotten anything back saying, oh, this forecast reading sucked. I mean, you did a horrible job. Haven't gotten that. Not wood. Knock wood. So, you get your 12 months detailed extensively in terms of energy, through clairvoyance, of course, symbolic tarot imagery. You also get your life path number and personal year numbers also interpreted through Pythagorean numerology. And you will also get to meet your primary archangel for the coming new year and any other messages from your guides. This is a 90-minute audio, which means I am talking for an hour and a half. I do take a break, like maybe in between, just so that I can recharge. So this is a lot of energy that I am investing for your personal forecast readings. So if you would like to reserve one, now is the time to do it. The deadline for request is January 31st. After that, I am not taking any more requests for the forecast readings. Do it now, while I still have some space on my calendar to get these done. I'm in the middle of two forecast readings right now. One I owe somebody from a while back, and a new one just came through. So if you would like to consider knowing what's ahead for the new year, I strongly encourage you to reserve a personal forecast reading now. Don't wait until Christmas, because by Christmas I may be swamped. Don't wait until January 1st. I may be even more swamped. Don't wait until January 15th. I may be too swamped and may have to end or cease taking requests ahead of time. Do it now while I still have some time on my calendar to honor these requests. Go to intuitivedana.com for more information on your 2010 personal forecast readings. Get one for yourself. Get one for a friend. Get one for your coworker. If you're going to do that, now is the time. Imagine just me talking to you just like this for an hour and a half, letting you know what's going to happen in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Now is the time to get your forecast reading. Don't wait until Christmas. Don't wait until New Year's. Don't wait until January 15th, because by then I may be driven up the wall with so many requests. And believe me, I love doing these things. This has been like a tradition for me every year. And sometimes it's gotten so crazy, like between Christmas and the middle of January, it's like, oh, I cannot see the light of day right now. I'm doing these forecast readings. Get yours now. For more information, go to my website, intuitivedana.com. Okay, we're about to close today's podcast with the subject of meditation. It is the holiday season, and a lot of us, or some of us, or maybe even a few of us, would need some personal time from the flurry and the activity of the holiday season just so that we can be still and be present. Quieting our minds, quieting our thoughts so that we can regroup and recharge during this very busy and hectic time of year. Spending time alone in nature, meditating about your desires and intentions, is very important right now, especially since the new year is coming up rather soon. A lot of us want to intending the very best in terms of our desires, our wishes, coming to manifestation. I know it's gotten a bit cold in some parts of the world, especially on the Northeast, but if you're able to spend some time alone in nature, that would be perfect. If not, you know, if there's a public park near you, do a little bit of meditation walking or a walking meditation for like half an hour. And ask the angels to help you gain a positive perspective. Keeping your thoughts positive and being open and receptive to God's divine good. So meditation, especially now, when we feel as if from time to time our backs are against the wall with so many commitments and obligations and responsibilities during the holiday season, give yourself some quiet time to meditate. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, an hour. You don't have to force yourself to meditate. You don't have to put yourself in a lotus position. Do a walk meditation. Or just sit quietly in your office chair for 5 minutes, if you know, as long as your boss doesn't see you nodding off. Or slip into the restroom to do that. Give yourself a break. Give yourself some time to unwind. Collect your thoughts. Breathe. And gain a positive perspective. So meditation, especially now for the holidays, that's exactly what the divine has ordered. Alrighty, my friends. This concludes the December 6th Intuitive Guided Psychic Podcast. It is my intent to have the next podcast at least before Christmas. Either the day before or the day of the holiday gathering, the holiday spirit gathering on the 20th. So that should be the next podcast. And until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.